Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to cover in this last part of our program at the bottom is to remind, we talked about this earlier in our program sometime back, but it's still present and we tend to forget about it. When you hear the United Nations, some people feel that it's just some sort of neutral body that's going to be there for Christians, going to be there for Israel. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when you hear about, you know, wanting a caliphate, which is the Quran to be the ruling law over the land, and with that comes Muhammad and the Muslim belief in the context of that. And I do want to say God loves Muslims. Mm-hmm. So do we. That many are being saved. Many are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, having visions, and it's a revival in Northern Africa that's taking place. But understand, but that's, you know, that's the silent majority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're not talking about that. We're talking about this aggressive part of radical Islam that's working towards the Jews and working towards harming, pushing Israel into the sea, basically, that's what they say.
The report is 15 to 20%, which is 200 million.
180 to 300 million.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, somebody says, well, it's only 10 or 15%. Well, if she's saying there's 1.8 billion in the earlier part of our program, that means there's 300 million people against you. That's a concern when it only takes 11 to take some box cutters and take down.
Hello.
The two financial twin towers and everything else that happened, and that's a lot, which shows you only God's the one that keeps a nation safe. But you hear about the United Nations, and you think about, well, let's just take it the United Nations because they're, you know, they wear white hats, and so they're all, you know, nice. And the truth is, this is understand from a Christian perspective what we're talking about. What the Word of God says is that there will be a one world government, and it'll be one economy, and it'll be controlled in some way. And the most prime instrument for that would be the United Nations, because there's nobody right now ruling in that level. Somebody says, well, that's not in their mind now. All you have to do is take it over. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is change offices. And as a matter of fact, to prove that has been done by Muslims in the context of Israel, they developed a voting bloc inside the United Nations that no matter what, they will vote against Israel.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this now. And as you're seeing what's happening in the United Nations, and understand, if you take it to the United Nations, it won't end up good for the church, and it won't end up good for Israel. When our president can stand at the United Nations and say the future must not belong to those who blaspheme the prophet, you know, of Islam, I believe he said, he's talking about Muhammad. Mm-hmm. The future must not belong to them. Well, how could that? Well, if there's a majority of Muslims in there that are cool with that. I mean, you've won the voting block over. You've won the majority now heart of, if, in other words, if there's 100 folks in the United Nations, let's break it down, and 75 of them are for a caliphate, 75 of them are against Israel, 75 of them are for people being, you know, destroyed if they blaspheme the prophet Muhammad, then if you stand up and say that, you just won a voting block over inside of the United Nations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, take a look at this. Potentially, this is what was going on when that was said, but those are serious words when you say the future does not belong to Miriam Ibrahim because she loves Jesus Christ and she refuses to deny her faith. That cannot be. Watch.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, oh, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN, because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United States. So in 1975, the newfound communist Muslim voting bloc spearheaded the passing of a UN resolution that officially stated, "Zionism is a form of racism." Yes, Zionism. The movement trying to find ways to protect Jews from racism was redefined as racism, which is kind of like saying the civil rights movement is racism and Martin Luther King is a racist. This is why resolution after resolution after resolution against Israel from 1975 until this day easily passes through the UN. But today, this movement has a new tool for attacking Israel as the cause of all our problems. The UN's Durban Review Conference on Racism. Durban is charged with finding the real root of racism, and at the last conference, keynote speaker and human rights best friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, yeah, the guy who openly called for Israel's annihilation, revealed that Zionism is not only racist, but the true root of racism throughout the world. And what has history taught us about what tends to happen when one ethnic group is believed to be the hidden root to all the world's problems? What is happening at Durban is catastrophic, not only for Jews, but for the whole world. And it's growing, spreading, and gaining credibility through Durban. In fact, this year, representatives from over 140 different countries will descend on New York City for Durban as speakers work to convince them about the secret Jewish cause to worldwide racism. Let's learn from history and this time act before false accusations lead to violence.
It's amazing because this totally lines up with a word. I'm reading from The Harvest, Rick Joyner's book, Fresh Out of the Press, A Prophetic Word. Well, the revision's Fresh Out of the Press. It was 2007 when he wrote it, but he writes in there, in the late 1980s, several prophetic friends and myself all received a revelation that the very same demonic powers that had been released in Germany during the 1920s and led to the horrific things that took place in the 30s and the 40s has been released over the United States. We were also shown that they would manifest differently, but the result would be the same kind of intent. It would be done and birthed during a time of economic chaos, and it would be a merger between communism and Islam. Radical Islam and communism, a new economic standard. These things are taking place. I encourage you, if you hadn't got it yet, and we'll talk more about The Harvest, but it is taking place even as we speak. So when you hear about the United Nations, understand if you want to win over the majority, you speak against Israel, you speak against Christianity, and you win that majority. And that's what took place, and it put the Muslim Brotherhood in power in Egypt. It's amazing. As Christians, we have to be wise, be alert. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Stay knowledgeable, stay connected to VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. And I encourage you, if you haven't yet, begin to partner with us on a monthly basis and pray for us and visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.